The Romans also flavoured their wine with lead, which may be part of the reason they are not the force they used to be. As we have seen elsewhere, our own performance with lead, not to mention mercury, cadmium, and all the other industrial pollutants with which we routinely dose ourselves, does not leave us a great deal of room for smirking. When elements don't occur naturally on Earth, we have evolved no tolerance for them, and so they tend to be extremely toxic to us, as with plutonium. Our tolerance for plutonium is zero. There is no level at which it is not going to make you want to lie down. I have brought you a long way to make a small point. A big part of the reason that Earth seems so miraculously accommodating is that we evolved to suit its conditions. What we marvel at is not that it is suitable to life, but that it is suitable to our life, and hardly surprising, really. It may be that many of the things that make it so splendid to us, well-proportioned sun, doting moon, sociable carbon, more magma than you can shake a stick at, and all the rest, seem splendid simply because they are what we were born to count on. No one can altogether say. Other worlds may harbour beings thankful for their silvery lakes of mercury and drifting clouds of ammonia. They may be delighted that their planet doesn't shake them silly with its grinding plates or spew messy gobs of lava over the landscape, but rather exists in a permanent non-tectonic tranquility.